From members? I'm not seeing any. Chair Rest, do you have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair, I do. I wonder, as a courtesy, if I could divide my motion. That
yeah.
would be okay. And the first thing I would do would be to move the Article 2, all sections, the House provision with the A77 amendment, which is an adjustment in the language to the relationship to the Internal Revenue Code.
Excellent. Chair Rest has moved Article 2, all sections, with the A77 amendment.
Yes. And I need a roll call.
And has requested a roll call vote. Who's our chair? Okay, great. Just a second. It's Saturday, so some of our support staff aren't here, so we're figuring out how to get our roll call done.
Madam Chair, we have lots of forms that Ms. Blood made up. So.
Thank you so much, Chair Rest. Yeah. I think we got some forms. Ms. Probert. Please take the roll.
Representative Gomez.
Gomez, aye.
Representative Lislegarde.
Lislegarde, aye.
Representative Lee.
Representative Lee, aye.
Representative Agbaje.
Representative Agbaje, aye.
And Representative Davids.
Sorry, Representative Davids is excused. He had another engagement. Thank you.
All right, Senator Rest.
Yes.
Senator Klein.
Yes.
Senator Weber.
No.
Senator Dibble.
Yes.
And Senator Hochschild.
Yes.
Madam Chair, there are 8 ayes, 1 nay, and 1 absent.
There being 8 ayes and 1 nay, the motion prevails and the article is adopted. Chair Rest.
Madam Chair, on the rest of this, I would move the Senate position with regard to Article 3, it's our Section 37, and it has to do with the Northwest Minnesota Multi-County HRA Levy Authority. And included with that, the Duluth Tourism Tax Extension, which is the Article 9 of the House, Sections 1 and 2. The Cook County Lodging Tax Extension, Article 10, Section 1, the Lake of the Woods County Lodging Tax Authorization, which is Senate Article 10, Section 2, the Virginia Debt Limit Exception, which is the Senate position with regard to Article 11, Section 17, and the Tourism Improvement Districts, the House language, Article 12, Sections 17 and 26. That's my motion.
Excellent. Chair Rest, should we do a roll call on this one?
No, that's not necessary.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So Chair Rest has moved Article 3, Section 37 of the Senate bill, Article 9, Sections 1 and 2 of the House bill, Article 10, Section 1 of the Senate bill, Article 10, Section 2 of the Senate bill, Article 11, Section 17 of the Senate bill, and Article 12, Sections 17 to 26 of the House bill. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, please say no. Motion carries, and those sections are adopted. So we also have had a chance to look at the minerals article and including in the A56 amendment. Chair Lislegarde, do you have a motion?
I do. Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the conference committee adopt the provisions relating to the minerals found in House Article 6, Sections 1 through 11, and Senate Article 6, Section 11 as amended by the A56 amendment.
Excellent. Chair Lissegaard has moved House Article 6, Sections 1 to 11, and Senate Article 6, Section 11 as amended by the A56 amendment. Is there any discussion on the motion? Chair Lissegaard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just would like to thank Senator Hochschild for his work and collaboration on this article. I think it's going to benefit Northeast Minnesota. And thank you so much, Senator Hochschild.
Excellent. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of Chair Lissegaard's motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion carries, and those articles are adopted. The House sent an offer over to the Senate last night, a full offer on the many of the spending items and revenue raiser items in our bill. And, you know, as we've been saying all along, we have a lot of really great common ground to build on between our two bills. And we're going to spend the next couple of days together here and just trying to get closer to alignment on the places where our bills diverge from each other. But what we're going to do is we're going to recess to the call of the chair and, you know, have some conversations, hopefully. And I will see if Chair Rest has any comments or anything she wishes to share.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. We have been working on an offer. It is not a response to yours. It is our own. As a matter of fact, we decided not to look at yours so that we would be fresh with what we wanted. And it's our intention to make the major parts of that public document so that people know what and to post it. And I think when you see it, you will notice some similarities to what you sent over that we looked at this morning, and obviously some differences. But appreciate receiving it, and ours will be posted presently.
Great. Okay, so with that, as I said, we're going to adjourn, and we will send updates. Oh, that we're going to recess. That's what I meant. Thanks, everybody.
That
recessing to the call of the chair. Like, oh, everybody's saying something at once. I must have messed up. So we'll update the posting and let you guys know, give as much notice as possible. And with that, we are in recess.